At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
How many of you have had to turn to the bank or credit union to borrow money to pay for things that you need? How often has it been because you don't have the savings that are required? We have two guests with us. We're going to start with Charlie Weston, our weekly analyst each Wednesday and personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Charlie, we have spoken a lot over the last couple of years about the amount of money on deposit with the banks, the amount of savings that some people are lucky enough to have. But let's look at the other side of the equation. What sort of borrowings do people have at present?
Yeah, Matt, there were very interesting figures out from the Banking and Payments Federation this morning showing that a record amount of personal loans were taken out last year. You're talking about €2.5 billion. Now, that's up 20%.
And sorry, that's in addition to the loans that are already outstanding for repayment, is it?
Yeah, this would be new ones. And that figure in itself, that €2.5 billion figure, Matt, doesn't include the credit unions. I'll add in them in a minute. But
I'm sorry, does it include mortgages?
No, we're just talking here, Matt, loans here for cars. We're talking personal loans, loans for cars, home improvements, green loans, where you're doing some energy efficient improvements to your home. And then what they call other loans, which is holidays, education, maybe funding a wedding, that kind of thing. So, you know, essentially, this is just loans taken out last year to either change the car, improve your house, or pay for a wedding or a holiday. So it's at a record level, according to the Banking and Payments Federation, since they started, you know, recording these figures in 2020. They say, you know, this is record levels of borrowing. When you add in all of the outstanding personal loans, so excluding the mortgages, just the personal loans, you're talking about something like $13 billion in outstanding personal loans. Now, that's the central bank figure. And that is the highest since February 2020, which would have been the tail end of the frenzy of borrowing from the Celtic Tiger. That would be a throwback to the Celtic Tiger back in 2020. So, you know, economists will tell you we're not back at Celtic Tiger levels of borrowing. We don't seem to be, but people do seem to be engaged heavily in borrowing at the moment. Those people who just don't have the savings, I suppose, Matt, you're absolutely right. There's €162 billion in savings in banks, but a lot of people are out there borrowing for cars in particular. The big one was cars, 66,000 loans taken out last year for cars. Now, a lot of those would be those PCPs where you kind of have to roll it over every 3 years, otherwise it doesn't work, Matt. And there's an average of about €13,000 being taken out in car loans. But another big one is home improvement loans, about 60,000 of those. Probably reflects the fact that a lot of people just can't move. They're maybe locked into a fixed rate. There isn't houses to buy. So instead of moving up, you know, we have a very small number of movers, they're probably improving what they've got, and in, particularly in terms of energy efficiency. I mean, there are big loans going out for energy efficiency, average of about €23,000 being borrowed for that. So now the banks, Brian Hayes of the Banking Federation would say, all of this is healthy. It indicates strong household spending, strong consumer confidence, but you...
For sure, he would say that, wouldn't he? Because don't the banks want to lend money to you because that's how they make profit?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, he's not, you know, he's not the independent arbiter on that one, you know, and he'd be the first to admit that, I suppose. But, you know, you wonder, Matt, is this a good time to be borrowing, you know, particularly for if you're borrowing money for a holiday or for a wedding, given the, you know, the risks to the global economy from tariffs, a trade war, that kind of thing. You know, you're already seeing a silent slowdown in business investment, capital investment in businesses. We're seeing some big tech companies laying off people. Intel and Microsoft come to mind. We're seeing a slowdown in mergers and acquisitions. And then the credit union consumer sentiment, which comes out every month, the April edition of that, the sentiment figure in that index was at a two-year low over fears of a trade war. So is this the time really to be getting into record levels of borrowing? That's. I mean, I think that's a pertinent question. I mean, personally, I don't know, in my house, I'm just thinking now would not be a good time to go to, you know, to borrow. We need to just bat down the hatches a bit because you just don't know what's coming. You have a lot of indicators which are not good out there. You have Walmart in America, the biggest retailer, saying they're going to increase prices because of tariffs. You have oil prices on the floor, which is an indicator of stress in the global economy. And, you know, you have other indicators like the dollar versus the euro, the dollar weakening, you know, so we just don't know what's coming. There's an unpredictable president in America. I mean, I've not been unfair to him. It's just difficult to work out what exactly he's doing. But, you know, to be loading up on debt at the moment just seems a bit, it doesn't seem very cautious approach to life, put it that way.
And okay, well, Charlie, stay on the line because I want to bring in Austin Hughes, who is an independent economist. Austin, would you share Charlie's concerns that this is not a time to be loading up in debt, that you could end up with repayment problems?
I think that's certainly the case for some consumers, but I think at a macro level in aggregate, it isn't a huge risk at the moment. I'm not saying, if this develops further, it may not be, it could be, but at the minute, there's no sense in this that we're behaving in a Celtic Tiger fashion in aggregate. I take Charlie's point, hugely. I think there is a case that consumer circumstances differ, and we know kind of consumer sentiment, as Charlie said, is at a two-year low. Consumers are generally worried, but consumer circumstances vary, and sometimes it's quite difficult if the neighbours have just brought a new car or have built a big extension or whatever, that you feel we should be doing that or we should be going on holiday too. So at the individual level, I don't doubt that there are consumers who just managed to cope with the cost of living crisis who are borrowing now and probably shouldn't be. But at the macro level, the figure that Charlie mentioned, the 13 billion, is up about 6% on a year ago. Household income is up 7%. The number for that personal credit figure back in 2009 was 29 billion. So, it's an awful long way short. And by and large, what's happening is people are replacing existing loans. It's very obvious what's happening in terms of the PCP there, that people have to refinance every couple of years. I think, as Charlie has also mentioned, the home improvement aspect, that is effectively an investment in people's future, providing it's not in, bigger coffee tables or whatever. So I think in that regard, that will be sensible for people who maybe have no space in their house at the moment and can't move. And in aggregate, there isn't really an issue for the economy because, as Charlie says, deposits have been rising very sharply. The rise in deposits last year was more than twice as fast as the rise in new borrowing.
You see, isn't there a case, though, isn't there an age differential here, stage of life thing, that there's more likelihood that it's older people who have the money on deposit and they have less expenditure. They may have a mortgage paid off or they mightn't have much left in it. But there's an age differential. I'd love to see the figures from the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland as to the age profile of many people. There's a listener here, Noreen, says it's the squeezed middle who have to borrow. My wages are not keeping up with the cost of everything going up, living from wage to wage.
Awesome. I take that point completely. Yeah, and as I say, consumer sentiment is showing that consumers are nervous and a lot of consumers are struggling. Some are, I think we break down consumers into three different groups, the comfortable, the coping, and the clinging on. And the problem is the clinging on and some of the coping just have to borrow. And that for them is a real issue. But in terms of the macro economy, the sense of, borrow because it's fine, just put it on the credit card. That isn't the sort of phenomenon we're seeing. We're seeing at the moment consumers are very cautious, they're risk averse in general, and at the same time they feel, I have to get an extension built because there's more kids now. And that, so it's necessity, it's a cautious form of borrowing. And as I say, new loans are very significant, but the overall stock of household debt is barely moving and is way lower than it was in Celtic Tiger times.
Last one to you, Charlie Weston of the Irish Independent. Listener here says, my husband and I recently accumulated all of our bank loans and took out a credit union loan to pay them off over a longer period. A game changer to take pressure off. Got rid of the credit card too. Now, there's a couple of things in that. Consolidation of loans at a better rate could be a good idea. Is it always the best thing, though, to extend the length of time that you're paying off your debts? Because you might end up paying more when you do that.
Yeah, well, that is that's an issue, Matt. And the figures today from the Banking Federation say most of this new lending is over periods between, you know, more than a year and 5 years. But if you're going to consolidate a lot of debts, you're probably talking about a big lump of money. You probably need to extend that out to be able to afford to repay it. It is a smart thing to do, to take very, very expensive credit card debt, for example. Remember, we had the central bank warning recently that about 400,000 consumers are out there on old legacy interest rates, and they're paying 23% or more. Now, they could get a better rate, but they just don't know about it. So even if you're, you know, not on one of those very high rates, even like a modest credit card rate is very, very high. And we do pay a lot here for credit cards and for personal lending. So it is a good idea to consolidate it, Matt, certainly is, and bring it all together and try and control it that way and have one just put bill to deal with and know exactly where you are. But look, if you're borrowing for holidays or for weddings, it's probably not a wise thing to do at the moment, and maybe you should think about that.
Okay.
But I accept what Austin is saying. A lot of people just are forced into having to borrow because they just don't have the resources and they need to do things.
Thank you very much, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. We'll see you again next Wednesday. And thank you, Austin Hughes, independent economist.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.